The Catalans by Patrick O'Brien. Read by Simon Vance. Disc 1.
For Mary, with love. Chapter 1. At Carcassonne, the carriage emptied, and until Narbonne, Dr. Roach had the compartment to himself. He was glad of it, for although his companions had been agreeable men and women, he was feeling too stupid and bleary at this time of day, the hour of dawn after a long night's run, far too stupid to talk. They wished him a good journey, he bade them farewell, and when the train pulled out he sank luxuriously into the corner seat. It was the first time since he had climbed into the train that he had been able to sit easy, spread out, uncramped, and he promised himself a quiet doze for an hour at least. On his right, the great dark bulk of the Cité soared up, its fantastic battlements sharp against the pale sky. It revolved slowly, a half-turn, and slid away into the corner of the window as the train gathered speed. He leaned forward, straining his eyes to catch the last glimpse as it vanished, and then, easing himself back into his corner, cushioned against the rhythmic swing of the train, he closed his eyes. In the corridor, a man, overburdened with parcels, a string-fastened suitcase, and a basket with a duck peering from it, battled his way slowly down the train on some laborious errand. With every swing of the carriage, he lurched against the outer window or an inner door, and as he banged against the doctor's compartment, he cried, "Mara de Deo, de Deo, de Deo, de Deo! Bon Dieu, senor!" At the sound of the Catalan, Dr. Roach opened his eyes. It was his mother tongue, and although he had not used it for so many years, still he dreamed in Catalan. The sound of it brought the end of his journey clearly.